He is coming, replied Martha. Have I asked he alone? Asked Mary. Yes, but Master Jesus is playing fetch the stick with some dog. Is dinner ready? Asked Martha.
Yes, Mary replied, and I am very tired. Tell everyone to meet out on the patio area and at the outdoor picnic table so we all can sit together, remarked Mary.
Okay, replied Martha. I am going to go greet the master and let him in the bolted front door. I will tell everyone to walk to the outdoor patio picnic table for dinner.
Great, replied Mary.
Martha ushered Matthew, Peter, James, and John to the outdoor patio picnic table. A knock at the door, and Martha quickly removed the long, heavy board door and let Jesus into the house.
Greetings, replied Martha to Jesus and giving him a hug. We are having dinner on the patio picnic table, remarked Martha.
Great, replied Jesus. How is Mary Magdalene doing?
Better, replied Martha. She is the one doing the cooking for our dinner.
Wow, replied Jesus, that is a lot of work. Maybe I should go to the kitchen and offer to help, continued Jesus.
Well, if you really want to, remarked Martha.
Okay, replied Jesus, I will go to the patio picnic table like everyone else.
I will go start serving everyone, replied Martha as she walked to the kitchen where Mary Magdalene was working.
Mary replied, Martha, you have done your part. Let me finish this task and I will serve everyone. Now go sit with Master Jesus. Okay, replied Mary, the first I'm tired.
Seeing Jesus, Mary took a seat on the floor rug beside him.
Smells wonderful, replied Jesus.
Is it roasted lamb with rosemary potatoes and green bean with almonds? Asked John.
Yes, John, replied Mary Magdalene.
You look tired, replied Jesus to Mary.
Yes, I replied Mary as she reached into the big woven basket for a pillow.
Might I suggest a little nap? Replied Jesus to Mary.
That sounds like a great idea, as Mary Magdalene rested her head on the pillow on the floor. In no time, Mary Magdalene was sound asleep. A cool breeze was blowing off the Sea of Galilee. Jesus took his prayer shawl and used it to cover Mary Magdalene. Slowly, Mary Magdalene began to fall into a very deep sleep and began to dream of being back with her grandfather, Captain Aruz, on board his Spanish galleon Pollo. Her dream quickly grew dark. She, without knowing it, was going back to her early childhood days.
As a little girl growing up, I spent a great deal of my toddler years playing on the deck of grandfather's fleet of fishing and cargo ships. I remember being on the ship's deck on my rocking horse, riding as the Sea of Galilee waves provided the rocking motion for my horse. My grandfather had a fleet of 10 ships, all varying in size. 5 of them were fishing boats. 3 of them were for hauling cargo from the Greece island of Crete and Santorini and Andros. Last 2 very large Spanish Galileans for long sea voyages to the Orient. My grandfather loved the sea, and sailing to the Orient made him a very rich and self man. I was his only granddaughter. My grandfather wished for grandsons, and I was his only grandchild. I wish I could say things turned out well for me, but that would be a lie. My grandfather had a fiery temper and strong language to back it up. As a young toddler, he would lock me up in the captain's quarters for hours on end. I had to rely on his first mate for water and food for my grandfather. Captain Aruz could not be troubled with my welfare. I quickly learned very bad language at the very young age of 4. My parents both died when I was 6 years old from doing a wine and rum run. The ship that my father, Captain Miggy, and my mother, Lena, were captured by pirates, and their ship sank at sea after all their cargo of spirits was looted. All perished at sea that day. This left my grandfather, Captain Aruz, as my last living relative and under his care. I never knew my grandmother.
But I did know lots of my grandfather's women and prostitutes. I cried many tears of grief and lost on losing my grandfather's temper burned at me, saying, Madeline, they are gone, move on, or I will give you lashes with the whip and bones myself. I did not get lashes that day, but I did a few days later. My grandfather was on one of his drinking binges, and I had enough of being beaten while he was drunk. I decided to escape and ran away to Bethesda as a young girl of 10 years.
But my grandfather's goonies found me. They beat me up and put me in irons. They then threw me into the back of a horse-drawn wagon and hauled my back to Magdala to my grandpa, Captain Aruz.
He promptly tied me to the mast of a ship and gave me 5 lashes with the whip and bones. I screamed and yelled, and no one of his crew stopped him.
The first mate, Tom, carried me to the ship's hold. I was unconscious and bleeding.
Tom asked my grandpa, Captain Aruz, is she dead? No, replied Tom, but she couldn't remember how she got here. She thought she was still in Bethesda at your new woman friend's parents' house.
And replied Captain Aruz, where is Tamara? We beat her and put in chains and sold her as a slave to the caramel merchant caravan we met on the way home to Magdala. Very good, retorted Captain Aruz, tossing a bag of coins at Tom.
While in the hole, I was tormented by dark spirits that took over me and my soul. It was 3 days before I came back to reality and knew that I was trapped in the hull of my grandfather's ship, the Spanish Galilean Mottos. Could I go on living under such horrible and abusive conditions surrounding me?
All of Episode 2, Young Woman Days.
As I grew older, I learned to be a very shrewd businesswoman. I learned how to trade fishing boat fish cargo for wool and dyes to weave nice rugs and fine garments. I managed to get several shops locations in the marketplace in Magdala. I did this in my late teens. I was successful because of my grandfather's criminal business partners. I increased my grandfather's wealth greatly. I did manage to siphon off some coins from the shop's revenue. I managed to live at my grandfather's house in the village of Magdala while he stayed on his beloved Spanish Galilean mottos. I, Madeline, was hardened by life circumstances of being in the dark underworld business environment. When I got out of line, I was no longer whipped. I taken to the next level, I was brutally raped by dark business gang leaders.
Tom asked Captain Aruz, is Madeline alive after that last skirmish with Lord Soto? Yes, Captain, but she couldn't remember how she got here, replied longtime first mate Tom.
So replied Captain Aruz, she knows she is on board the Mato again.
Yeah, replied Tom, and she is crying bitterly about it.
Does she not realize I saved her life from Lord Soto?
She does, replied Tom, but I don't think she really wants to live life anymore after Lord Soto's gang raped her.
What? Replied Captain Aruz, throwing his bottle of rum.
They raped her, Captain, replied First Mate Tom.
You and your men did not stop them? Replied Captain Aruz.
How? Replied First Mate Tom, we were outnumbered and outgunned 2-1. We grabbed Madeline and quickly left it, replied Tom.
A tear flowed from Captain Aruz's eye.
So it is true, remarked First Mate Tom, you do love your granddaughter?
Yes, replied Captain Arios. I have amended my will and have left all my wealth to her just last week with Solicitor William of Tyre. As Madeline awakened from her horrible, brutal attack again, she couldn't remember how she got here on board the Mato. Darkness once again had its way with her and again had won.
Lifting her aching head, she tried to think, how am I going to escape from my grandfather and this ship?
Little did she know that her grandfather, Captain Aruz at this moment, was plotting revenge against Lord Soto and his men. Episode 3, Revenge. At morning light, the meeting of Captain Aruz and his crew broke up. The battle plan to attack Lord Soto and his men was complete.
The Mato and Pollo Spanish Galilean ships with cannons and skilled cannon crew would sail to the Greek island of Andros, where Lord Soto's lair was based. They would take up positions close to shore and provide cannon fire to support a ground beachhead army assault. Captain Aruz and First Mate Tom would lead the ground assault teams. Tom's team would attack the dock and sink the ships anchored at the dock and the security man force that guarded the dock for Lord Soto. Captain Aruz would then lead the main attack team to attack the villa and the crew quarters and hopefully catch Lord Soto by surprise. Captain Aruz had paid off two rum-running captains to let his two Spanish Galilean ships, the Mato and Pollo, to sail in the middle of their fleet of 8 ships. Hopefully the 8 ships would look like they had captured 2 Spanish ships on their sea voyage back from the Caribbean and trick everyone in Lord Soto's crew to fall for the ruse. If all went according to plan, Lord Soto's armed fortress would fall to Captain Aruz and First Mate Tom in a matter of an hour fighting time. Under the cover of darkness, Madeline, learning of the battle plan, sneaked on board the Pollo and hid in the cargo hold. She armed herself with 2 long knives and a sword.
Madeline vowed to kill Lord Soto by her own hands.
As the fleet sailed into Lord Soto's Andros Island Cove and took up their battle positions, Madeline slipped off the Pollo in a small dinghy and rowed to shore. Just as she got ashore, the cannon fire began from the Mato and Pollo. All hell broke loose in the harbor cove. Men shouting and screaming and loud cannonball explosions everywhere. Madeline quickly made her way very stealthy to the villa where Lord Soto stayed. She managed to slip by three guards.